I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free.
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control!
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening this week. You are currently listening to The Descendants right now off of their album Everything Sucks. That song that I played for you is called Rotting Out. Great song by an even greater band, in my humble opinion. Today is a very important day, my friends. Today, CITR embarks upon their 2009 funding drive. Apparently the theme is Own Your Frequency. It starts tonight at 6 p.m. and it goes on for 2 weeks. And we've done this before, you guys know the drill, and maybe you don't. So what you want to do is, perhaps you have been a longtime listener of CITR and, I don't know, you don't know how to help out. You don't have time to come down and do your own show, you don't have time to volunteer, and you think, how can I help CITR improve its the quality of our programming? You can donate to our funding drive. We raised $21,000 last year, and so we're hoping to make $24,000 this year. That is our funding drive goal. And what you want to do is, starting at 6 p.m. tonight, you can call in. Call in to 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. For those of you not so good with numbers, and you can donate any amount of money that you wish or that you can afford. But if you donate $30 or more, you will get a prize. Well, not a prize, but you get like cool swag to take home. And what you want to do is, when you call in and donate, you want to list a show. You want to list your favorite show on CITR, because on top of the regular CITR swag that you'll get for donating to the fund drive, separate shows will have their own prizes to give away. Like I'm doing this year, what I'm doing is, for everyone who donates through my show, I will be making a basically best of We All Fall Down CD, and I will be compiling the best interviews I've done, the funniest little bits, and, you know, putting together maybe some live songs and just doing a nice little album for everyone who donates to my show. And for the person who donates the most money, I'll be putting together basically some kind of sweet gift certificate prize pack with, I don't know, gift certificates to go spend at like Scrape and Zulu, Budgies, and awesome places like that. Hello, Brian. Brian's here. Brian showed up to hang out and be awesome.
Totes, I have a question though. Why am I only getting music in my cans?
Why are you what?
I'm only getting music in my cans. What's going on?
It's because the music is playing while I am talking.
Oh.
When the mic is on, music doesn't come out of the monitor speakers, because you're going to get some kind of like weird feedback.
No, that makes sense. I was just confused because, like, usually I could hear you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Great, Brian. I was just telling everyone about Funding Drive. It starts at 6 p.m. tonight, 604 UBC unit. I won't be talking too much about it today, because starting next Thursday, I will be mentioning everything you need to know about the Funding Drive every, like, 5 minutes. And because that's how you do it.
And remember to mention We All Fall Down, because we want to do the best at everything.
The best at yeah, or, you know, just mention my show because you want sweet prizes. In the past, I made t-shirts for everybody, but, like, it's just, I don't know. I figured that, like...
Those are awesome shirts, by the way. Those were the
they turned
shirts,
out...
Right?
Yep, I did the Minotaur ones last year, and then the ones before that were... I said that everyone who called in donated, I would make a different design for each one of them.
That's right.
Assuming that, like, no one was going to call in, but actually quite a few people did, and it's just an extremely large amount of work.
But you fulfilled every single one of them.
Yes. Yes, I did. That is correct, Brian. I also wanted to tell you guys that about a month and a half ago, I mentioned that myself and our station manager, Brenda, were extras in a 3 inches of Blood video. The video's out. I saw it yesterday. Oh. We dressed up. We were Viking wenches. And that video is on the internet now. And you can watch it.
Asian?
It's, yeah, I was the only not white person there. That's okay. I totally looked native or something. I don't know.
In Norwegian? No.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, come on. We all know, like, music videos are edited so that, like, there's a cut every 2 seconds. Like, you hardly see, like, even the band members. Everything just happens so fast. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's a good time. It's the video for the lead single off of their new album. The song's called Battles and Brotherhood, if you want to check that out. And the album is actually called Here Waits Thy Doom, which I'll probably play for you in a little bit. But what I want to play for you guys right now is a song off of the new Death Clock album, the Death Album 2. Metalocalypse Season 3 just premiered on television a few nights ago, maybe like Monday night or something like that. And it is amazing. I watched it and... Man, I metaphorically peed my pants. So good. The show, so good. And so I've been going on like a Metalocalypse kick for the last couple days. Rewatch Season 2 in like one sitting.
Nice.
It's okay. It's all right. So here we go. Let's play some new Death Clock on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. If you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet. at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts from my show through our website, which is citr.ca. Anything you want to say, Brian?
I was going to make a Mermaider joke, but that was on season one, and you're not playing that.
So nope. Okay. There is a track on this album called Mermaider 2, which is the part B of Mermaider.
How very Metallica.
Whatever, it's awesome.
Yay, Brendan Small.
Good times. This is some new Death Clock on 101.9 FM, CITR, in Vancouver.
up this fucking mess. Kings and knives inside a kill. Guns outside the room for Bill. Let Satan's back to the house go. Live our lives by the Queen's rule. Two big flags die. Two fucking religious votes in their right. The bigger they are, the harder they fucking fall. No money for a funeral. Do you see a story? End of the world. No remorse and no respect for everything who lost their life. Hang on the end of a kitchen knife. We'll carve this cross to your chest to remind you of this fucking mess.
Like a spark on wire, more spinner and words. Best intentions get misunderstood. Let go! Help me let go! are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. My friend Brian is here.
Hi.
Being awesome. I told Brian that he was one of the coolest people I know.
That was a lie we figured.
No, it wasn't a lie. I just don't know a lot of people. That's
why.
Oh,
my heart.
I just played Bison BC, I played a song called Cancer Rat, which you can find off of their EP. I don't remember what it was called. I want to say Earthbound. But
that's a video game.
Yeah, I know, but it's also a video game. But I kind of want to say that it's also the EP's name. Anyways, you can find it off of the Vancouver Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation.
Which is a very good compilation.
Yes, indeed. Before that, I played 3 Inches of Blood off of Here Waits Thy Doom. That song is called Battles and Brotherhood. The music video for that single is out, and I'm in it. That was my 15 seconds. And before that, Rancid off of their latest album, Let the Dominoes Fall. That song was called Up to No Good. Part of that, Gallows off of their latest album, Grey Britain, which is amazing. If you haven't checked it out, I am telling you to do that sometime this week. That song is called Queensberry Rules. I started off that set with Death Clock off of the Death album too. That song is called The Gears. If you just tuned in, I was talking about Metalocalypse a while ago, and that show, season 3, premiered on Monday.
Yeah.
So check it out. It's going to be great. I'm trying to figure out if I want to watch the episodes like as they come out, just one by one, if I want to just like leave it and forget about Metalocalypse for a while and wait for it to come out on DVD and just like sit down and watch all of them.
Well, I don't know. Canada has a weird release with them because they have to go through like weird...
It's all on the internet.
Well, but, you know, with Metalocalypse and the Venture Brothers, I've been having a hard time trying to find them. So I just...
Oh, no, like, you know, they're up on a lot of... I don't know why I'm talking about this publicly, but they're up on a lot of streaming sites where you can like stream television shows.
Oh, and then you have to proxy your IP so you...
No. None of that.
What, not Hulu or whatever?
Nope. No. I will show you the way, Brian. you don't have to change any of your computer settings or your IP address or whatever. It's just, it's on the internet and you can watch it streaming for free.
But we will buy the DVDs when they come out.
Yeah. I always do. I have season 1 and season 2. I lent season 1 to a friend
and they took
a year and a half ago. Maybe 2 years ago. Maybe it was like 2 years ago.
You realize this is the third time you've talked about it.
I am so bitter about it. I think about it every time like I think about Metalocalypse. I'm like, I should really get season 1 back.
You don't have it again?
What?
You don't have it? Like you didn't rebuy it?
No. Because that would just be like giving up. I don't want... And he also has some of my video games. So if I figure, like, if, you know, the more incentive I have to, like, find him out and go get my stuff back, the better. Instead of me just, like, buying replacements of the stuff that I lent him.
One word. Brutal.
Yep. Totally brutal. It's a total bummer, dudes. It sucks. Totally sucks. What did I... Oh. I did have the song queued up. I'm an idiot. I'm going to play some brand new Broadway Calls for you right now. They have a new album out called Good Views, Bad News. If you want to check out my playlist online, I do post them at We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com, and podcasts can be found at CITR.ca. Starting today, at 6 o'clock, though,
yep.
CITR's annual funding drive shall embark on a 2-week journey. And so I'm not going to be doing any funding drive stuff today on my show, but starting next Thursday, you'll just be talking about it. It'll just be talking so much about the funding drive that you won't be able to not know what's going on.
Hey, it's important because if there's not enough funding, CRTR possibly disappears and then we'd have to be forced to listen to
other radio stations.
Yes.
Like CJSF.
Or the Peak.
Just joking. Oh, CJSF right. Is amazing.
Calgary
is that,
or...
Well, which one's CJSF? I think CJSR is Calgary, and then CJSF is SFU?
Oh, right.
Something
yeah.
like that. Whatever. Well. They're all awesome. They're all great. Listen to college radio and co-op radio.
Exactly. You should give money to all co-op and college radios.
Yeah. I can't afford to. But I donate to our funding drive every year. I donate to the show Following Me, which is the Inkstead show. I donate to the comic book show every year. That's my thing.
Those guys are awesome.
$60 or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, so I will be talking more about that next Thursday. You guys want to call in, donate? The number is 604 UBC unit. I don't remember what those numbers are. 604-822-8648.
There you go.
There we go. You can donate any amount of money that you want, but if you donate $30 or more, you get sweet CITR swag. And also, when you mention a show that you listen to, you get prizes that that show host is giving out as well. This year, for the funding drive, we're giving out friends cards, we're giving out limited edition t-shirts, and we're also giving out umbrellas.
Nice.
Yeah, they're super cute. They're really, really awesome. And, you know, you're going to need an umbrella at some point this winter if you don't already have one.
I like how you decided.
I have two. What?
No, that comment trumped all. That's okay.
Okay. But you friends could have a CITR umbrella.
And be gorgeous. The envy of all.
Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned a while ago, everyone who donates through my show will receive a Best of We All Fall Down compilation thing, which I'm putting together, which will have excerpts from interviews I've done in the past, and perhaps live tracks from local bands and stuff like that. And the person who donates the most money will get a really awesome prize pack consisting of gift certificates for awesome places around town.
Maybe a D20.
Maybe it didn't. I don't know. I caught a couple extra to spare if you guys want one. And I was also actually given a couple things to give away from our music director, Luke Meat. I have a Baroness album to give away. I have...
Priestess?
Tickets? No. Something like that. Yeah. Signed posters from Protest the Hero and this really, really awesome zombie anatomy book. Which, do you remember that like classic dwarf book, like that gnome book that came out like ages ago? That was like, you know, the generation before us, and it was just like
it's just called Gnome.
Yeah, it's just called Gnome, and it's like an illustrated book with diagrams and research, you know, information about gnomes.
They made one for zombies.
Yep, there's one for zombies. I don't know if it's by the same publishers, but it's that kind of idea. And I have one to give away.
I have to go out and get one.
Or you could donate to my show and I will give it to you, Brian.
The healthcare worker has no money. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Like, donate $30. That book's probably more than $30.
I see.
Penny pincher.
I see. Wow. Claws came out.
Angry. I'm really hungry as well, so it's kind of a hanger. Anyways.
Hanger?
You have not heard that?
No.
The hungry, angry? Hangry? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't spend enough time on the internet.
It's not an internet thing. God, I wish people wouldn't.
I like just poking you. It's fun.
Okay. I'm going to play some Broadway calls, find some food. This is a song called To the Sheets on We All Fall Down, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Take me smile, you want to be any is the first day of the rest of our lives. I cannot wonder, how is it we're still alive? Welcome to the first night of the rest of our lives. Oh yeah, and I said, welcome to the first night of the rest of our lives.
and then I anticipated time management, not one of my fortes. That was Converge off of their album Axe to Fall. That was the title track. Check out the video for that song. It is extremely disturbing. It's well done. Pretty weird. Weird stuff. Before that was Anti-Flag off of their latest album, The People or the Gun. That song was called This is the First Night. And before that, Broadway Calls off of Good Views, Bad News. That song is called To the Sheets. It is 5 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock, which means that in 5 minutes, Robin and the Ink Studs are going to be doing their show all about comic books. But Robin is not here this week, so the show's pre-recorded, whatever. It's pre-recorded like every other week or something like that. But stay tuned to CITR because our funding drive starts at 6 p.m. tonight. And you know what? Listen in next Thursday for Funding Drive Good Times because I'm going to have prizes to give away. And Robin and the Inkstead Show, they always have really, really awesome prizes to give away as well, especially if you're into literature and comic books.
Now, if someone wants to donate now, can they say they like the Inkstuds or We All Fall Down and
yeah,
your prize pack will go to them?
Yep, definitely. I'm given a list of people who donate through my show.
So you all should either, you know, put your name to a show that's...
Yeah, exactly. Just like pick your favorite CITR show. A lot of people will call in and be like, I like all of them, but you get less stuff when you say that. It's awesome that you like all of them, but
This is the only time a popularity contest benefits you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really mean.
Wow, that was, that was terrible. Okay, that metaphor. I am going to leave you off now with a song that Brian wanted to hear. And you know what? This is a great song, and I don't care what any of you guys have to say. If you want to check out my playlist online, I will post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and podcasts are found at citr.ca. Anything, any last words, Brian?
No, please donate to the CITR. Please keep college radio alive or university radio. And
have a great one, guys. We're going to leave you off now with The Cure.
Yay.
My favorite song ever is Just by Heaven by The Cure. And I'm not one of those girls who's like planned their wedding out. But I figure if I ever do get married, the one thing that I want is I want to dance to Just Like Heaven by The Cure. It's my favorite song ever, hands down. They're not my favorite band, but that song gets me every time. That's my story.
Yay!
This is The Cure on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Say goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye, Brian. We'll be right back.
myself so sick. Wish I'd stayed asleep today. I never thought of staying, I never thought tonight could never be this close to me. But if I had your face, then I can make it safe and clean.
CITR's third annual DJ competition is almost upon us.
The party is at the Pit Pub.